Dakota County Board of Commissioners meeting Monday, March 30th, 2014, at 3:02 p.m.
I haven't done mine either.
I'm forgetting.
Called the Board of Commissioners meeting in order. Will you please stand and join the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Just one question.
Call all the material that all online, please.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Can I get a motion to excuse Mr. Richard McNair?
Seconded. Motion to excuse Mr. McNair for the meeting today by Commissioner Law and seconded by myself. For all, please.
Scott?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes. Motion carried. Occurring after the open meeting access posted on the west wall near to the entrance of the county board meeting room and it is available for review by all citizens in attendance. Consent agenda items. Approval of the previous minute, March 16, 2015. Approvals of the payroll and accounts payable. Approvals of the accounts payable. Approve chair to sign gravel agreement with S&S Wheeler Fielder, Sand and Gravel, and LG Everett Incorporation for the specified gravel bids as awarded March 16, 2015. The payroll and accounts payable review all and everything is under control. So we need motion.
I'll make a motion on the consent agenda items with the chair to sign the agreements with the Pilger and LG Everest that was awarded on the 16th of March 2015.
March 16th.
Is that what I said?
Yeah.
Okay. That's my motion.
I'll second it.
Motion by Commissioner Busquet, seconded by Commissioner. Motion by Commissioner Love, seconded by Commissioner Busquet. Roll call, please.
Rick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
New business. Going to open a public hearing for the purpose of the hearing support opposition criticism suggesting an observation of the tax period related to amended budget, which was originally adopted in the 15th day of September 2014 due to the unforeseen June 2014 heavy rainfall and flooding disaster to the county, wishes to increase the budget expenditures to the roads and bridges fund 300 by 2010 and decrease the road fund cash reserve by $100,000 and transfer by the claims $110,000 on unset fund monies from the inheritance tax fund 2700 to allow the claims submitted in April, May 2015 to be paid. So at this moment, with the open hearing about increase of budget, I need the people in support of the increase of budget. Anybody in support of this? There isn't. Anybody in opposition of this? There is anybody in neutral of this? Nobody in favor or in opposition or neutral? I will close the public hearing for this budget increase. So with that close hearing, we'll move to item B, approve the resolution 15C-012 to appropriate monies for the over-expended road bridge report funds.
I'll make a motion to accept a resolution 15C-012.
I would second that motion, and I'd like to say, in defense of the road department, that I don't know, late summer, early fall, we had a whole room full of people in here talking about roads, and And there were some legitimate complaints, maybe some weren't. But anyway, after that meeting, we decided to get some private contractors to help us catch up. Well, I don't know. We had four or five maintainers, two or three trucks hauling gravel, replacing tubes with excavators and backhoes. And anyway, a lot of that, this monies came from that decision. And we did catch up in a hurry. And I think we, you know, I've always said there's nothing here that money won't fix, and we just proved that. We got the work done, but that's the reason we're in this situation today, the main reason, I think. So.
Well put.
I'll do roll call,
Tony. We need a roll call.
Bill?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Motion carried for the resolution 15C. Approve the resolution 15C-013 and participation in the proposal of hazard mitigation planning process for Bayview, Missouri River Natural Resources District as a coordinated agency for the development of multi-hazardous mitigation plan for the 6-county area, which is included Dakota County. So we need to approve this.
I would move to approve resolution 15C-013. I'll second it.
Motion by Commissioner Rohde and seconded by Commissioner Busquet to approve the resolution 15C-013. Call roll, please.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Motion carried. Item D, approve resolution 15C-014, County Day of Recognition for National Service and Dakota County Community Volunteers. At this point, I would like to for Secretary John Spencer to read out the proclamation, and if anybody from that particular area, Jackson, Hover, Homer, they want to read their part, more than happy. We have copies at the table. We usually keep the agendas, and everybody's welcome to do that. But will you start?
Is somebody here from the village?
Somebody, Jackson is here.
Okay.
Anybody from Homer? Anybody from Hover? Billy?
Jackson.
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 You from Harvard?
Emerson.
Emerson, excuse me. Emerson, too? No.
Okay,
John. Hand it over to you.
Okay. Whereas service to others is a hallmark of the American character and central to how we meet our challenges, and whereas the nation's counties are increasingly turning to national service and volunteerism as a cost-effective strategy to meet county needs, and whereas AmeriCorps and Senior Corps and community volunteers address the most pressing challenges facing our cities and nation, from educating students for the jobs of the 21st century and supporting veterans and military families to providing health services, preserving the environment and helping communities recover from natural disasters. And whereas national service expands economic opportunity by creating more sustainable, resilient communities and providing education, career skills, and leadership abilities for those who serve. And whereas national service participants serve in more than 60,000 locations across the country, including 3 service locations in Dakota County, bolstering the civic, neighborhood, and faith-based organizations that are so vital to our economic and social well-being. And whereas many civic volunteers serve our villages of Emerson, Homer, Hubbard, and Jackson.
Jackson, please.
First, the village of Jackson.
Can you say your name?
Stephanie Hirsch, and I'm the mayor, chairperson of the board for the village of Jackson.
Thank you.
We'd first like to recognize Carl Peterson and Ron Hirsch. They volunteered many hours over the years to ensure that the Jackson McGraw Park is at its best day in and day out. Over the last 7 years, they have raised over $22,000 for upgrades and repairs to the park. Each August, they coordinate an amateur barbecue event that brings in people from all over the tri-state area to compete in a family fun event focused on culinary techniques, great food, and raising money for the park facilities. Their projects from the fundraising have included a new roof for the shelter house and restrooms, hand dryers for the restrooms at the shelter house and the ball field, hot water heaters in the restrooms at the shelter house and the ball field, replacing pea gravel under the playground equipment, and purchasing trees for the park. These gentlemen have also applied for and received grant money to plant trees to further beautify our park. Between the grant money received and proceeds from their fundraiser, they have planted over 125 trees and bushes in the last 2 years. Thanks to their generous time, energy, and dedication to Jackson, we have a beautiful park and facilities that are the envy of the area. Joe Gill is the second person we'd like to recognize, and he has been a lifelong resident of Jackson and has always been a generous person supporting our community. Joe has graciously volunteered his time at St. John's Cemetery, St. Patrick's Church, and for the Village of Jackson. For the Village of Jackson, Joe has been a tremendous help. As a small town without a staff to draw upon, Joe has donated his time to assist us in many areas. With his construction knowledge and history of the community, Joe has become a trusted resource. Joe has volunteered with several projects, whether reviewing and advising on needed repairs for our streets, consulting on utilities and land use, or overseeing a project to make sure everything is done right. Joe is someone who is reliable and dependable and has been an integral part of the betterment of our community. Joe's donation of his time has been paramount in making Jackson a better town. Without Joe's guidance and direction, Jackson wouldn't be the great place it is today. And finally, we'd like to recognize Brian O'Neill. He has recently stepped down from his responsibilities of being the chairperson and mayor of Jackson. For 24 years, Brian proudly served the community by volunteering countless hours. During his tenure, he was the contact for everything big and small in Jackson. Brian responded to service issues in the middle of the night, took time away from work to assist with repairs in the town, and most notably worked with local and national agencies after the tornado in 2001 to make sure our community and residents were taken care of. Brian's work is done without recognition or compensation, but in support of our community. Brian has been a valuable resident of Jackson, and his dedication has helped grow our community and make Jackson a great place for many to call home.
Thank you very much.
Joe's here. Ron's here.
Can you stand? Can you guys stand up, please?
Yeah.
All of them from Jackson.
Yeah.
There we go. I'm going to say a few words before we continue on. When I moved to Jackson back in 1990, I know that I was nothing wrong with doing that. I know there was a great people from Jackson, so thank for all the volunteers and the community that we have. I was just talking to Joe, you know, and in reality at this time, it's difficult to find volunteers, you know, but in Jackson, it's one of the villages that we don't have that problem. I mean, that there's a lot of volunteer people out there, and thank you for the great job. Thank you, all of you. Go ahead, Joe.
Was there an opportunity for us to get a picture of our recipients with you guys?
Sure.
Definitely. Let's finish the proclamation with the rest of the county, the villages, and then you would do it. We're going to do that. Go ahead, John.
Okay. Whereas Dakota County would like to recognize the volunteers of the Village of Emerson. The Emerson Wellness Committee consists of community members and staff of Emerson Hubbard School. Since its formation in October 2013, the committee has raised over $50,000 for a four-lane asphalt running track installed in the spring of 2014 around the high school football field. The committee is currently raising money for a fitness center at Emerson Hubbard High School to be used by both the community and school. To date, $60,000 has been raised for the fitness center project. Fundraisers have included dances, a chili cook-off, live and silent auctions, raffles, and more. Several generous donations have been received from area business, community businesses, and residents. The committee would like to acknowledge a grant from the Gardner Foundation, Wakefield, Nebraska, and a donation from the Emerson Hubbard School. Whereas Dakota County and the community of Homer would like to recognize the following individual for volunteering: Jeannie Hummel. Jeannie spends countless hours coordinating tours and activities for the O'Connor House. She coordinates the individuals to decorate the O'Connor House for the Christmas open house that takes place the first two weekends of November each year. The year 2014 was the 30th anniversary of the tours. Jeannie is a descendant of Captain O'Connor. Whereas Dakota County would like to recognize the volunteers of the village of Hubbard. The community of Hubbard has always been a generous and giving group of people. There have been fundraisers every year since 2005, including an appreciation for the Emerson Hubbard Volunteers Fire and Rescue, Tour of Homes, Craft Fair, Tour of Gardens, Owl's Run, and the annual Hoot Owl Days, which has continued to grow each year. The major renovation project of Heffernan Park was completed in 2008, and now the construction of a walking path around the perimeter of Heffernan Park is slated to begin this spring. These projects take years to prepare for and accomplish. Hubbard Betterment has a core group of volunteers who keep everyone inspired and enthused, but there are just too many to mention everyone specifically. This group has spent countless hours volunteering their time, talents, and energy toward making Hubbard a better place to live. Coming together for a mutual goal of bettering the area has also renewed a bond among the community members. With the opening of the Danish Alps Recreation Area late this summer, Hubbard Betterment Committee looks forward to incorporating it into Hoot Owl Day plans. Scheduled for August 29 and 30 this year, Hubbard is very fortunate to have so many people willing and able to keep Hubbard thriving. Whereas national service participants and our community volunteers increase the impact of the organizations they serve, both through their direct service and by recruiting and managing millions of additional volunteers. And whereas national service represents a unique public-private partnership that invests in community solutions and leverages non-federal resources to strengthen community impact and increase the return on taxpayer dollars. And whereas AmeriCorps members and Senior Corps and our countywide community volunteers demonstrate commitment, dedication, and patriotism by making an intensive commitment to service, a commitment that remains with them in their future endeavors. And whereas the Corporation for National and Community Service shares a priority with county executives nationwide to engage citizens, improve lives, and strengthen communities, and is joining with the National Association of Counties and county executives across the country to recognize the impact of service on the County Day of Recognition for National Service and Community Volunteers on April 7, 2015. Therefore, be it resolved that the Dakota County Board of Commissioners do hereby proclaim April 7, 2015 as National Service Recognition Day and encourage residents to recognize the positive impact of national service and volunteerism in our county and thank those who serve and find ways to give back to their communities.
Let's do a round of applause for all those villages, you know, even though they're not present here, but I think they deserve a round of applause from all of us. Now we need the motion to accept the proclamation for the volunteer recognition for the National Volunteer Day.
Tony, I'll make a motion to approve Resolution 15C-014.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Love and seconded by Commissioner Roddy to approve the resolution, the proclamation 15. Resolution, excuse me, 15C-014. Call roll, please.
Scott?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes. Motion carried. Before we take a picture, I'd like to mention, since it's the volunteer services, it's a community service cleanup day, and it's April 11, 2015 at 9 a.m., meeting, so we supposed to meet at the southeast corner of the old Walmart parking lot in South Sioux City. Volunteers will be pick up trash along Highway 77. In case of the rain date will be April 18.
Mike is here. If you
Mike, you want to say anything? You want anything to?
Just briefly, we've got coordinated with the city of South Sioux. We're hoping for several volunteers coming out that day. I know we're meeting again Friday to kind of organize some other things, but we've got a shuttle plan to move people up and down the highway and pick the garbage back up after it's all collected.
Okay. And everybody's welcomed, right?
Correct.
Okay.
How long are they planning on going and how far, Mike?
We're planning from Heritage up to, like, Burger King, because Burger King's got from there down to the highway or Dakota Avenue is the Kiwanis Club. So we're hoping, you know, depending on the number of volunteers, maybe 9 to noon kind of thing.
Okay. Any more questions for you?
No.
Okay. Would that, what do you want to take? Do you want to come and train in front, or we can go back?
Fine.
Let us come back in here.
Okay.
All the people want to take pictures with. We didn't break the camera, do we? No.
Okay.
All right.
Christmas cards.
Thank you, Donna. Thanks, guys.
I didn't tell anyone. Come on, Scott.
Come on, I don't know.
Thank you, guys. Okay. It is going on. So, item A, Kyle, how do you spell your last name?
Crumweedy.
Crumweedy. Okay. And okay, let me read it. Kyle is Vice President of the Society, requesting approval of the board for a special designated liquor license for Beer Garden and certain events during the Dakota Thurston County Fair for the days of July 16, 17, and 18, 2015. Go ahead, Kyle.
We're getting ready. Get things geared up for fair again. We're looking for the board's approval for a special liquor license for those 3 days for our tractor pull, 2 rodeos, and then we're still trying to plan a couple other events during Saturday that we've got going. They're trying to get a mud volleyball and things like this going too, so just need the board's approval for us to apply for the license with the state.
I'll make a motion to approve or to give them permission.
Sure. Need a second?
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Buscain, second by Commissioner Brody to approve the liquor license permit. Roll call, please.
Rick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Yes.
Thanks,
all
thank
four.
You.
Have a good one. Item F on the new business. Sherry Hanley, Agric Society, requesting a portion of the stable drive be temporarily closed during the busy time of the fair and Thursday, Friday, and Saturday for the safety of the public as they cross the road between the fairgrounds animal building and the fairground exhibit hall and tractor pool area, 13-1809. You can explain, Jerry, what's the concerns and why we want to do this.
It's a drag race in between out there.
A little bit. It tends to
I've
be
seen
mysterious.
It. I think it's a great idea that, you know, as long as we
I
can pull it
used
up.
To always close it years ago.
Years ago, when I was still in 4-H, they
yeah.
did. But we've talked with Fred. He says it seems, you know, providing the board approves it would be okay.
Department of Roads doesn't have a problem with it. I think the two people, Sheriff's Department, Law Enforcement, Emergency, if they go along with it, Commissioners, I don't. There's no problem here.
And I did talk to some residents that live out there. Sheree contacted me, so I made a few phone calls about people that use that road, and they don't have a problem with it. They said it's a no-brainer. There's too many little kids out there running across there, so they're fine with it.
Good.
So.
Great. So we need a motion to close that.
I'll make the motion to during the time frame of the Thursday, Friday, Saturday of the fair to shut down Stable Drive.
It's just a small portion.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I think there's a gate there that can be closed on the east. So, right, Fred?
Yeah, there's
a gate there.
There is. That would actually cut off a lot of our parking, so we'll probably move it up a little bit so that people can still get in and park.
There's always a catch there. If
we close that gate, it would. Our parking would be.
Well, open. Just whatever per.
So can we put
the area that the people cross?
So let's do that. No, we need to close it. So let's take and bring some barricades out there and put them up across that road so people can't get through.
That'd be a good idea.
I was just saying, of course,
see, I think you're talking the west end where that gate is. I'm talking on the east end of that road where all the people live.
Oh, closer to, okay.
Yeah, yeah, there's a gate there.
There's gates on both ends.
Both ends. Yeah. Okay. That's a good point.
But the county's got barricades. We can bring some barricades out there and put them where you guys want them.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, volunteer. You need a second? I'll second.
Who'll make the motion? You, Scott?
Scott made the motion.
You second the bill?
Yeah.
Motion by Scott and second by Bill Rudy to close the road temporarily for the tour purposes. Call roll, please.
Bill?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
That's the motion carried. Item G, County Board to review the proposed subdivision of Rotunda Place, 5th edition, and after considering the planning and zoning comments, make its own recommendation to the municipality, have that jurisdiction. So, I attended a planning and zoning meeting myself, and they went right along with it and approved it, so... personally, myself, as a chair, I think it's a good project that Larry's been putting up in his Rotunda Place, and he's been bringing money to the county for the houses he built up there. So what the board wants to do is there's a map up there. There's 16 more housing or lots. 19. Do you have any concerns, Fred, or anything they want to point out?
This is the fifth phase, correct?
Fifth phase.
Is this the last
phase? This is it? Or is there more? Is there going to be more down the road, you know? Or
you know, at this point, he didn't say, but...
not that it matters. I was just wondering how many phases there are. I would think, if I can recall of driving on there has to be another one after this one, I would think. There's still a lot
that
to do.
He didn't say anything.
Doesn't it matter. This is
he told me he was going to be here, but apparently, you know, he needed a job, so he can...
Who's that, Larry?
Yeah.
So move to approve his addition.
We need a second. I second it. Moved by... Commissioner Busquet, seconded by myself, for approve the fifth edition for the Rotunda Place. Roll call, please.
Tony?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Motion carried. Miscellaneous agenda. Fred Kellogg, the road guy.
Road?
Yeah, that's the guy.
March 15th to the 28th, 326 total hours of road maintenance, 18 and a half hours of overtime, tree removal, debris removal, 7 hours, bridge maintenance, 2.5, garbage pickup, 4, blacktopping, 29 hours. It's 969 tons of aggregate. Sign repair, 34 and a half hours, 24 signs, 3 hours, 2 barricades. 12 road concerns. We were kind of pushing for time today. I didn't get them all listed on the sheet, but if you would like me to read where they're at, I have them here.
I think we probably all heard where they're at.
with the rain and the frost coming out, is probably all you commissioners that know and have heard that there's been a few road concerns. We've been out ever since it dried up, hauling aggregate, grading, and trying to catch up is best I can say.
But things are looking okay, though. I mean, I know that this dry weather this week's going to be helpful. And,
yep.
Yeah, because I went on a road trip and looked at a few roads, and it's just crazy how they just blew out. You know, and I know the hard truck traffic, you know, and
The frost boils have yet to settle down. I wish that would help. But we have one right in our driveway of our shop.
Maybe that rain on Wednesday, if we do get some, that'll help it, right?
Yeah, it's something happens every year. So.
Yeah. That was my favorite line answering the phone. Was, "Tis the season." Mm-hmm. I mean, you get an inch of rain and you got springtime, I mean, it's going to happen. Yeah. I mean, it's inedible. And there's no rhyme or reason where they happen. You know, people are saying, well, it didn't happen there last year. No. We can't predict.
The guys were working overtime.
Yeah.
I know they worked last Saturday. They get a lot of that on.
We had one truck running and four graders out, so that helped catch up a little bit.
Very good.
Okay.
Thanks, Fred.
No, thank you, Fred. Thank you. With that, commissioner committee reports. Is there any commissioner committee reports?
I met with the fire department agencies last week, and we got the interlocal agreements pretty much all collected. The elected officers, Jerry Erickson?
Terry.
He's going to take over. He's the chair, and then I nominate for the vice chair.
You are?
Yeah.
Yes, Scott was just, he's thanking me a little bit.
Yeah, I told him I want to tell you guys thank you so much for nominating me. Yeah, it's going to be awesome. And it will be rewarding, but just like we talked, it's going to be a lot. It's going to take a lot of time.
Yeah.
The emails have already started coming. And when you have, four different entities trying to do something, but right now they're getting letters out to the architects, different architect agencies to come back to kind of get proposals to us. So, but anyways, and then you got Clint. He took over the secretary and treasurer position, and it's a good group of guys. I think it'll be fine. I really do. I think it'll be fine. So, that's. Yeah, I just want to thank you guys. I appreciate that.
No, thank you, Scott, for all you do. I mean,
it'll be rewarding when it's all said and done. Be rewarding.
You can handle it.
Oh yeah.
Any more committee reports? I went to the planning and zoning, and like we just talked about the fifth edition, they go along with that. And also they discussed about the dairy regulation, and they're excited for the people coming into town, and I hope that happens, and they will support it, the planning and zoning. What else they talk?
I heard from the Department of Agriculture this week, too, and they said everything looks really, really good. They had just a couple questions on our zoning regs and cleared that up, and...
Right, so we're going to get our county ag designation then.
Livestock friendly.
Good. The county needs that. Yeah. We sure do. They give the reports for attending the planning and zoning workshop or whatever at Barney. Three of them went, and they talk about what they learned, what they did. So. And I also went to the legislation committee on Monday, and they talk about the bills going on in the legislation, and there are three bills there which should support the LB 61, LB 106, which is 106, has been amended in our favor as the one that was going to mandate the planning and zoning jurisdiction and the county, so they amended and delivered the planning and zoning, the local planning and zoning board to
be at their discretion.
Yeah. So which is good. And the LB 610, you know what this all about? It's going to be next week, Jones.
The gas tax.
Yeah. We need support for that.
They would encourage you to contact your senators as soon as possible.
Yes, there you go.
This is a gas tax to help fund roads and bridges.
Mm. And our governor is against it as of right now.
Well, when Rick and I went down.
You talked to him, don't you, Rick?
Yeah.
Governor Ricketts said he was against raising that.
Yeah, he didn't.
But
he's trying
that
to.
Was a month ago.
Yeah, we'll have to see what happens.
Sure.
But he was.
Go ahead, Rick.
he you know, he's trying to lessen the taxes and stuff on people, and he thought there may be some other source that they could tap into. But
Bill was down.
Mm-hmm.
He was down.
Well, he opposed it at that time. But, you know, at least they're going to do it what, over a three-year increment, maybe 3 or 4 years, I think, 1.5 cents per year. It won't be like Iowa where they hit you with 10 cents right away. It's going to be 6 cents over 4 years, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, he talked about LB, was it 84, Joan, with the half-cent sales tax instead of increasing road taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, it's a ton of money.
It is a ton of money.
And the people that drive on the roads, they pay for it that way. And I think it's a great way to distribute some revenue and let everyone pay for it, you know, equally. You know, people traveling through the state. I like it. I really do.
They,
I don't know what your thoughts are on it. I like it a lot.
They passed this gas tax in Iowa, and it was, I think, the first year revenues was like $1 billion or something like that off the gas revenue. So look at all the bridges and highways. And then all of a sudden they came up with the money to four-lane Highway 20 the rest to do all that. So that's a go. So
yeah.
And that's where it's coming from.
Well, I will suggest that all of us as a commissioner, we should contact the senators as soon as tomorrow if you can. You can let them that we're in support of this, you know, we'd like to see this happen. So, and all the citizens that are here too, you know, we should call them and let them know that we need that kind of revenue for our county and for all counties. So, any more in the.
And I also think next year that we need to be proactive in our. I don't know that if Senator Bloomfield will do it again, but when he puts that helmet law out there, I think we need to get a lot more support behind that. Because all the states around us don't have it, and they're the ones that are getting all.
But then again, we got a little bit. Nebraska needs to be a little bit odd, though. I mean, we don't have gambling.
That's right.
Everybody else does. So I think the they also have the helmet on. No one else does. It's perfect.
That's yeah.
Different. Yeah, you know, we just got to be different.
That's an ideal. You know, you can put a casino in Council Bluffs that has hardly any population. I think it's roughly a little bit bigger than maybe Norfolk, and then but you got Omaha supporting it, but Nebraska don't want it because we don't want gambling.
Good deal.
I ain't figured that out yet.
But you know,
you haven't, you never will.
No,
you know, I need to be that smart, you know, to figure out what's going on. I mean, we support casinos. I mean, all of us. I mean, they don't support gambling, but we people do it anyway. So
the helmet law it did not pass.
No. Done for this year.
It's done for this year. Any more in the legislation, John? Say you think? No, I think that's it.
How long are they in session down there? When are they?
May.
Till May.
Any more commissioner reports?
The Bagot movie. We've got that planned for April 22nd, which is Earth Day, and. I would suggest that we've got the Sioux City Council, and the Board of Commissioners here that are tentatively going to that. And I think we need to extend an invitation to the Woodbury County Supervisors and to get those guys there too, because they're a major part of Woodbury County. And I was going to ask Sally how we were going to line up Briar Cliff, and then this.
That's
already done.
Do you have time yet?
I think evening, 7 o'clock or so.
If you could set a time certain, then I can get it out. I would say check with Melissa.
22nd.
Do we get to bring our own popcorn, I wonder?
I think that was your job.
I can do it.
You got another job.
I can do it.
Hey, you know what?
Count on it.
I'll just run over to Jolly Time. I know somebody over there.
22nd is on Wednesday. 7 o'clock, please.
That would be awesome.
Seven gives people a time to get home, maybe
sure.
Eat some supper, and get Briar Cliff. I think 7's perfect.
Is that a base 7, Sally?
I think that would be good.
Okay.
It gives people a chance to get home.
And if there's meetings that night, well, maybe not on a Wednesday.
Wednesday's pretty in the middle of the week.
Question here. What about if five of the commissioners show up? Does it run the problem, Kim? We need to do this.
Yeah.
Research. Okay.
So in April, at our next meeting, we'll need to recess till April 22nd and then reconvene.
Yeah, that'd be good, yeah. Okay.
Either that or we can all say it was a coincidence.
Record song.
I need to record it with my camera.
Just joking.
Just joking. Okay. Everybody knows April 22nd that it's a day to remember, and 7 o'clock. If it is any more community reports, mail and emergency business.
So as far as the 11th, real quick, we all meet there. Obviously, that's not going to be a problem. If all three or four or more commissioners showed up to pick up garbage, it's no big deal, correct?
I know I plan on going. We're not all going to be in the same ditch.
Exactly.
There's only one ditch, ain't there?
Oh, it's Highway 77.
They were going to have you maybe go
different areas,
different directions.
Yeah.
So. Okay.
Stage comment. Okay.
I'll be there.
Public comments. Anybody from the public have any comments? Fred, your turn. That's a comment. Yeah. Okay.
I would like to make one comment.
Okay.
I would like to thank Sally Reiner for all she does in the background, getting everything lined up on this Earth Day and handing the bags out at Walmart and stuff. I just don't think we thank people enough for what they do. So I'd like.
Yep, thank you, Sally.
Thank you, Sally.
Thank you very much for what you're doing.
And like Kyle and Shree and everybody that's on the fair board putting that all together behind the scenes, I think they know that's a lot of work. It is. Yeah.
Good job.
Thank you, guys.
Keep it up.
Thanks.
Thank you. Anything else? Meeting adjourned. Yes, I want